realm of the gifts. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The Greek word manifestation is the word phaneros. It means open to sight, visible. The manifestations of the Spirit means there's an open, visible display of the Spirit's presence. This means that these gifts don't operate in secret, they operate openly. And having said that, I don't mean they're only for the platform, for platform ministry. Because again, they're not. They are not only for church meetings and building up the body, but did you know they are wonderful tools for evangelism? Yes. The gifts are not to spruce up our church meetings so they look, they're not boring anymore. These gifts can be powerfully used in evangelism. That's what Jesus did. Go call your husband. I don't have a husband. You've had five husbands, and the guy you're shacking up with right now is not your husband. That got her attention. That tends to get people's attention. How about Jesus? They bring Philip to him. Nathanael brings Philip to him. Or Philip brings Nathanael to him, rather. And Jesus looks at Nathanael and says, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Rabbi, you are the Son of God." So on my way to a conference, I had two brothers in the car. We stopped at a service station. The two guys stayed by the car and were filling the tank. And they were standing outside the car. And I walked to the front of the convenience store to go in to buy some food. And I turned around and yelled to my two friends, "Hey, I'm going to buy food. You guys want anything?" And a total stranger was walking by into the door. And he said, "Yeah, if you're buying, I'll take it." And I looked at him and said, "Sure, I'll buy for you. Why not? After all, you're a backslidden Christian who was called to ministry 10 years ago and you've been running." And as the words came out, it was on the heels of saying, "Sure, I'll buy you some." I tried to stop it. This guy's a total stranger. And he stopped at the door. The Holy Ghost arrested him. And he heard the word of the Lord. I never stayed in touch with him. I probably should have. But I know he'll never forget that. Because it's called God Knows Your Number. DeVern told the story, and he told me he met the guy and documented it. Well, it's too long a story. Let me move on, because I want to get to the ministry part tonight at a decent hour. Jesus demonstrates, the apostles demonstrate, that the gifts open hearts. So pray for the supernatural as you know, when I got saved in Miami Beach, Florida. Every Christmas, I would go to the beach in Florida, in Miami Beach, and there'd be thousands of kids from all over the nation. And we would party, and we would meet people from New York. We met these three girls from New York. And then in November of 1971, I got saved. And I was known down on the beach. And one of the things we used to do is there was a Baptist evangelist that we would mock. And we'd pick him up and throw him in the ocean and grab his tracks and throw him away. And we tormented this poor man. We called him, his name was Holy Joe. He preached for years on Miami Beach. He's a Baptist preacher that went every year, Easter and Christmas, and preached these kids. And also the rest of the year, he walked around Miami Beach preaching. He's an open air preacher. I got saved in November of 1971, and was down on the beach Christmas week of 71. And I'm standing in a crowd of people, many of whom I knew, and they're mocking Holy Joe. And the Holy Ghost came on me and said, "Preach. Give your testimony." And I fought it tooth and nail, but I knew, and I started screaming. Everybody's laughing and mocking. There were several hundred kids. And they were mocking him. And I stood up. I said, "Wait, stop. Listen to him. It's the truth." And a hush came over the whole group. And I preached the gospel. And then I'm walking off the beach. And there's a guy on crutches. And I'd only been saved what, November 9th to Christmas week. So I've been saved 4, 5, 6 weeks. I didn't read enough of the Bible to know that God still doesn't do things like this. Or I hadn't been in the church long enough to find that out. And I'm walking, and I walk past a man, and he's on crutches, and his leg is bandaged, or he had a cast on it, I think. And I said, "What happened to your leg?" He said, "I was in a car accident." I said, "Can I pray for you?" And I pray for him, and the power of God hits him. He throws his crutches down, starts leaping, and saying, "I'm healed, I'm healed." And I didn't know Holy Joseph Baptist, and I went to him. I said, "I just prayed for this guy, and he got healed." And Joe went, "Stick with the gospel, son, stick with the gospel." What he said. You don't have to be weird about it, but ask people if you can pray for them in stores. I took my boys to the post office just to buy stamps when they were young. We're standing in line, and this woman, this spirit, a demon starts manifesting in the woman. She's looking at me saying anti-Semitic slurs. The demon knew who I was, and it was manifest. And my boys are like, "What are you going to do, Dad?" I said, "We're going to cast it out." And all we were doing is getting stamps. But God has appointments for us. So the gifts are for meetings. They are for the body coming together, certainly. But they are also for the lost. And finally, the focus of the gifts. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You know, we've grown up, sadly, I guess I appreciate the attempt, but we've sadly grown up watching others operating these gifts, and we've come to the conclusion they must be showy. The gifts are showy. But Paul says here, the gifts are not for us in the first place, for the body. The word common is the root word from which our word community is formed. These gifts are for the community. The members, 1 Corinthians 12:24, should have the same care one for another. You know what the key is to moving in the gifts? You can go to seminars, you can do all that. You know what the key is that I find? Asking God to fill your heart with compassion for people. Amen. How many times in the gospel is Jesus presented, did Jesus have compassion on someone and it was immediately followed by a manifestation of healing? If you want God to use you in the gifts, ask Him to fill your heart with compassion. And as your heart is filled with love, ask Him to give you gifts to use you. Now, it's commonly believed that 1 Corinthians 12 gifts come and go. They're distributed by the Spirit as severally as you will. I think I've been used in all of them over the years, off and on. But it seems to be there's some that people regularly operate in. It goes both ways. And then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, pursue love. Now, 13 is not, here's a better way, stop moving in the gifts and love one another. That's not what Paul's saying, because he comes out of chapter 13, which is interrupting the flow, but it's important because these guys were not demonstrating the love of God in the use of the gifts, so he corrects them, and then he comes back in chapter 14 and says, pursue love, yes, but he doesn't stop there. My friends often do. Pursue love and earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Now, we don't have time tonight. We do this in our church on the prophetic, but the prophetic is so important that Paul makes it the primary gift that the church should seek. You may all prophesy one by one that all may learn. Some believe that that's all the prophets can prophesy one by one. Some believe it's the body, but the point is prophecy is primary in the church because it edifies, exhorts, and builds people up. And so, are you doing 1 Corinthians 14:1? Are you pursuing love? Pursuing love, and are you earnestly desiring spiritual gifts, pneumaticos? Again, you remember last night? The church in California bemoaned there were no gifts, and when I asked the question, everybody in the body had quenched the Spirit. People had songs, people had words, people had teaching, people had hymns. They weren't bringing them. Maybe that's you tonight. Maybe God's given you things you've been sitting on. Maybe you're not sure of the right setting to bring it. Talk to Pastor Bubba and the elders. That's what they're here for. But we need what you have. It's vital to the mix. And there are settings, there are places. You know, it's hard to do 1 Corinthians 14:26 in a group this size and in a sizable church. It's hard to do, although we can see some flow, but we really are pushing this in our house churches, and we want people. And also in our, we have our prophetic team does a lot in our corporate meetings as well. But you know, it's easier when you're with 25 people in a home than it is. But when you come to meetings, are you conditioned to receive only? Are you conditioned that I'm now here and now paid professionals have to give me the word of life? And you know, I go to my house church for weeks. I'll go there and I won't say a word. They function fine. I don't have to say anything. Sometimes I share, sometimes I don't. And the elder whose house, the house church I go to, he says, it's amazing, you know, I know what you have in God, but you don't share. Sometimes you'll go for weeks. I said, yeah, I don't feel the need to, and I don't, and everything's fine, and there's plenty of ministry going on, whether I'm doing it or not, and I'm gone half the time anyway. Because the body can function as the body. Amen. Stand with me. Okay. If God's used you in prophecy and you believe God wants to use you in the gift of prophecy, get out of your seat and come up here quickly. I'm going to call out a few gifts. We're going to also move in another way, but I want to pray for prophetic tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody come up a little bit. Give a little more room. Thank you. Father, thank you for the prophetic voice in this church and anyone else represented from other churches. Thank you, Father, for the prophetic is very important in this hour. It's always been important, but in times like these, Lord, we need a clear word. We need to hear from heaven. We need the heavens open. We need, Lord God, to that Issachar people. And I'm praying, Father, for an Issachar sensitivity to the prophetic that are standing before you today. I pray, Lord God, that they would know, like Israel, the tribe of Issachar, they would know the times to know what Israel ought to do. I release wisdom into the prophetic in this church and in the other churches. I pray for insight. Lord, and I pray that they would not just bring encouragement, which is important, but there'd be revelation in this time. Revelation, how we should walk, what we should do. Lord, even bring prophetic foreknowledge of foreboding events as we recently had in our situation. Lord, we need to know these things, and you do nothing without revealing it to your servants, the prophets. So I pray for maturity to come to these prophetic voices, maturity and wisdom, and bring divine order in the churches that they're represented in. Bring divine order in the prophetic. Let them be humble. Let them be teachable. Let them be willing to flow. Lord, we've challenged the prophetic in our church, and they've had to really grow up and mature. Thank you for the maturity of the prophetic in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, wind of God, blow on these prophets. In Jesus' name. Blow. Lekita rabo shakarabo sakara shel kaliya talabo rakosho tabo. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I'm asking you again for specific strategy for the prophetic in this church to function.
Yes. Yes.
Specific strategy for this house. It doesn't look the same in every house. I pray that in this house, Bubba and the eldership would have wisdom to steward the prophetic. I feel like the Lord's clearly saying He's creating in this house a different delivery system than you're accustomed to for some of you. There's things you can learn from others. There's things you can learn from books. There's things you can learn from the past. But there's calling forth a different delivery system here. And it's not bad. It's not quenching. It's a good thing because it's the order for this house. So receive it. Ask God to give you a teachable heart. And don't import from somewhere else. Automatically assume that we can import it because God's building a different delivery system. The Lord's going to give very specific prophetic revelation, even to regarding times and seasons. How many prophetic people standing here have had a desire for prophetic words that are times and seasons, specific things that are coming on the earth? Is anybody? Okay, here, George. Anybody else? Lord, Father, I pray for the prophetic in these brethren to be honed and sensitive. And Lord, I pray that they would know what's a call to intercession and what's a call to deliver and not assume everything they're shown they should deliver. I pray, Father, that they would grow in that wisdom because that's a very important distinction. And because you can really scare people if you don't learn that. So, Father, give wisdom in Jesus' name. All right, now quickly, if you guys would go back, I want to pray for another group. And some of you can stay up here and listen to this. If you have healing, if God's used you in healing, you've asked God for the gift of healing, stay up here and come up here if you're in that group. We'll get to my anointing, my comedic anointing later, but come. Anybody else? Healing. Lift your hands to Jesus. Father, thank you that in these hands are healing grace.
Yes.
You have called these men and women standing before you.
Yes.
You've given them the desire to see the sick healed.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for every brother and sister that is seeking you for healing. And Lord, I'm reminded that it says gifts of healings, plural. There are different gifts of healings. So, Lord, I pray for clarity for each one to function according to divine design. I pray, Lord, that these gifts of healings would be varied and expressing the whole gamut of the power of God and the love of God for sick people. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that all these people would function according to your program and your plan. Sister, you have the nations. The Lord told me when I looked at you, the scripture that came to me is the nations wait for thee. You're not going, but you're an intercessor for nations. The Lord is putting nations on you. This has been part of your ministry for a while. It's going to increase. The Lord's going to give you nations. You're going to fast and pray for nations. You will doubtless not visit most of these places, but you're going to labor and identify so much with those places, you'll feel like you are there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for our sister's intercession. Lord, expand her intercession. Expand her to take on more nations. Lord, as she wars in the heavenlies, protect her health, protect her family, protect her from any plots of the enemy. In Jesus' name, release her to prophetic intercession for the end of days. And I see you training others at some kind of ministry formation. I think you're already doing it, but it's going to become even more specific. And there's more people coming to help. And the Lord says, distribute, distribute, delegate. That's a key word for this ministry, to delegate. Don't carry the burden alone. You must delegate to others and raise up an army of intercessors.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Healing, Father. Healing, Father. In Jesus' name, healing. Healing, Father. Sandra? You, Sandra.
You, Sandra.
You didn't change your name, did you, between last night and tonight?
Jesus.
I'm reminded of a statement when I speak this to you. We used to use it years ago. The flesh disgusts, but the spirit disarms. Mm-hmm. You have a disarming presence in the abiding of Jesus in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so real and it's so authentic that it disarms people. And you've seen it work, but the Lord's going to increase it.
Thank you, Lord.
You have experienced much pain, but the Lord says He's restoring your years.
Yes, Lord.
And He's restoring your joy.
Jesus.
And it's going to be contagious and authentic. And you're going to disarm people in stores. You're going to approach women on the street. The devil hates you because you're going to seek and save that which is lost. Lord, I pray for protection for Sandra. Lord, as she stewards what you've given her, and it's powerful, Lord, and it's going to bring many into the kingdom. I pray for energy for her. I pray for strength. I pray for protection against the evil one. I pray, Lord God, that there would be Aaron and her to hold up your arms.
Amen.
The Lord says He's brought two people in to hold up your arms, that like Aaron and her held up Moses' arms. And listen, Moses wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for Aaron and her. So receive the ministry of two other sisters that are holding up your arms.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay, everybody can return. Thank you.
Jesus.
Let me get some water here. We're going to continue for a while. Brandon, did you come here? Praise God. Bori daklatona kala. I see a launching pad. I saw this the first night, but I waited till tonight because it's become clear. There's a launching pad. And in the past, the rockets that have left that pad have crashed and burned. But there's coming a launching pad where you're going to launch off the right way. And the Lord is urging me to urge you to wait for the right launch. And it's not strange that God's put you in a church with a NASA engineer. But there's a launch coming. It's not yet. And you have need of patience. That's the scripture the Lord gave me. You have need of great patience. So after you've done the will of, after you've suffered, you may be glorified. And the Father says, wait on me. And the Lord wants you to know that that waiting is not inactive. It is not laziness. It is not wasted time. You could rush the launch and see it crash again. But I'm to pray for you for patience, because the launch, when it comes, will be powerful.
Jesus.
The Lord has you on the launch pad.
Jesus.
It's you're in that early stages where they're checking things out. The systems are being checked out, rewired, hardwired. I don't know the terms, but things that need to do before a takeoff, before a launch. That's what's happening. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it's happening, but it is. And the Lord says that one of the things he's doing is changing your internal combustion system. I don't even know what that means. But there's an internal combustion system that he's changing out. And you're in very, 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 very important period of time right now. This is one of the most important seasons you've ever been. And you do have the grace available to get through this season. And you will be launched properly in time. And you'll be launched into something that fits you, something that you are being prepared for since you were young. You're not going to waste time when you wait on God. It's going to be good. So the Lord says, again, wait, my son, wait, and do not rush the work that I'm doing. Father, I pray for my brother. Oh, boy. Boy, there's something ahead of you, brother, that's so powerful. But you got to let the Lord change the internal combustion system. That's what he's doing. If you wait on that and cooperate with the process, when you are launched, it will be powerful. But that internal combustion system is going to give you new components. One of them is a humility component that God's working in you that you need for the takeoff. You need it desperately. Though it tarry, wait for it. Father, I thank you for the patience of God and my brother. I thank you for launching him in time. I thank you, Lord, that he's going to wait on you. And Lord, he's going to trust the leaders in his life to discern when it's time and when it's not. Thank you for patience in Brandon. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's start in an attitude of prayer. Just want to faithfully minister to whoever else God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was appreciative of the fact that Robert Ewing prophesied over me in 1973. I was in a denomination that didn't even believe in Bible teachers, and he called me 8 in the morning. He said, Brother Neil, praise the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I've called you to be a teacher, says the Lord. Then he called back, how are you, Brother Neil? I said, you just prophesied to me. He said, yeah, I didn't want to talk. I wanted to give the word first. But sometimes in critical moments in your life and ministry, the Lord gives you identity of what you are called to do, and it's helpful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother, would you come? Yes. How are you? What's your name, sir?
Leroy.
Brother Leroy. Neil Silverberg. Hallelujah. Good to meet you. Are you part of this church?
No, okay. I'm more part of Sanctuary of Hope.
Okay, Sanctuary of Hope, yeah. Brother George. Yeah. You're in good hands with Brother George. Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, I had a 41-year addiction of alcohol, cocaine.
Wow.
And God delivered me after 41 years. I'm going on 7 years clean.
Wow.
And I got back problems.
You do? Father, heal Leroy, Brother Leroy, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on you and we command you to be whole. In Jesus' name, be healed.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Brother Leroy, I got the word. There's a phrase I want to give you. It says
yes,
this,
Lord.
Love takes risks.
Yes,
love
Lord.
Takes risks. There's an evangelistic grace on you, and
yes,
you're going to take risks with people.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
I see you chasing after souls.
Hallelujah.
You're going to run after people.
Hallelujah.
Like the father ran after the prodigal. You're going to run and call them home.
Hallelujah.
You're not even going to ask them if they want
Hallelujah.
To. You're going to fall on them and love on them, and you're going to bring them home.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for healing
Hallelujah.
His back.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome. You feel relief? Yeah. Good. Amen. I guess the Lord does it. All you can say is hallelujah. That's the truth. Come, guys. Both of you. This is just a reminder of what the Lord's done, but I saw the scripture over you in Psalm 66. I shall not die but live
yes.
and declare the works of God.
Yes.
God's got some other things on the agenda for you. That's why in his mercy, he's a healer. But there's purpose. He's not done with you. Father, thank you for a new lease on life. Not only healing, but giving. Clarity to my brother and sister as to the next season. Lord says there is another season, and it's going to be behind the scenes where you live and operate in comfort, and it's going to be a supporting role that's very important. I see either a new ministry or a supporting role in a continued ministry. I don't understand it, but the Lord says you have a supporting role. It's like an actor that has a supporting role. It doesn't do the main part, but there's a support level, and the Lord sees that he's given you that, and you're going to do it with joy, and the season will last. It will last. It's not a short-lived thing. It's
Thank
going
you,
to last.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, total healing in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Total.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give you the glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you the glory.
Amen.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just begin to worship the Lord. You can stay seated, but just let's worship Him. Quietly worship Him. Sing in your prayer language if you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Orrete bishika romorra toka reshebe sekiat. Orreke shita romo koriata romosta karodosh.
Thank you, Lord. I want to pray over the government of the house, Bubba and Bebo and Greg and your bride. Come on forwards. And David, Judy. Let's I'm going to ask you to stand and stretch your hands forth towards this team. For the season coming. Hallelujah. Thank you for the team that you put in government in this house, Lord. Thank you for Bubba and his stewardship of oversight. Bubba and Bebo are such an example to this flock and to the body of Christ of true love and commitment to family. Lord, thank you for the testimony of their lives, the reality of Jesus that they live day in and day out. And they get weary. There's a weariness, but Lord, they're faithful and loyal to the end. I thank you for that, Father. Lord, we pray openly for younger people to come. We pray for them to be added to this house. I pray, Lord God, that you bring the right men and women into the home with leadership, Lord, in the house for this season to come. I pray, Lord God, for the youth ministry to increase and bless it. Tonight's oversight of the youth ministry, continue to bless it and increase. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for Dave and Judy. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their part in this team, Lord. Bless them, Father. Strengthen them. Father. Oh, Lord, what an important part of the team. Marakashito la porokosha. Senendia krandorokalia sete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this team, Lord. Thank you for their marriage, their family life, their partnership to the church. Send relief from the sanctuary, Father, speedily in this next season. Thank you, Lord. Last time I was here, where there were new systems was the word, and you've incorporated new systems. I feel like the Lord's saying there's some others to be incorporated, some other systems that have to be changed out. The Lord's going to show the team exactly what it is, but there's some more systems needing to be updated. That's the word I got, updated. And you were faithful to respond to that word, but the Lord says it's still the word. There's still some updating of equipment, updating of of labors, updating of vision. It's just a time. It's not that what you're doing is wrong or isn't good or hasn't borne fruit, but there's an upgrade coming.
Amen.
There's an upgrade coming. I have no idea what that is, but it's coming, and you'll know it when it comes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father, I pray for an ad in this house.
Yes.
Men and women who are hungry for
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Men and women who are hungry to sit under Bubba's teaching ministry to learn the Word of God. And the Lord says to this church that he's called you to be a word and power church. And you must be comfortable with both of those things. Jesus said to the Pharisees, to the Sadducees, you err because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. This house is a place where God wants to exhibit both a love for the scriptures and the power of God. You don't have, in the past, there have been two streams that have been separated on these issues. You have evangelicalism with its focus on word and the need for scripture to understand, and then you had the power side and the charismatic side, and they said the two could never get together. But the Lord says, I'm doing that in this house, and I will continue to do it. And that's, pray into that, folks. Pray into that for this team, because that's the call. The man who raised the dead wrote Romans. The man who rose the dead wrote Romans, so they're both our heritage. And stop taking sides and say, I wish there was more of this or I wish there was more of that. The Lord says, take the whole package.
Amen.
It's a package deal.
Yeah.
It's a package deal.
Thank you.
And so, Lord, I pray for sensitivity in the spirit. For Bubba and his team as they lead this church, I pray for sensitivity to discern the time, to discern the message, to discern how to implement new systems. I thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And from the bottom of my heart, I so thank God that I came this week. I love you guys so much. I appreciate this church. I would be part of this church in a heartbeat if I lived here. It's a great church, and God's not through.
Amen.
There's going to be a change out of some things, but it's going to continue. So, this thing with word and power is very important. Pray into it, and keep it in your hearts, and understand that that's who you are. So easy, you know. In Revelations 2 and 3, the Lord speaks to seven churches, and they're very different. And the words they received are very different. But they are the same in some respects, but they're different. So being different is not a bad deal. Pray for me for the season that I'm going on. Especially pray for me as I launch out after New Covenant this weekend. I'll be at a large Messianic Jewish conference. I haven't been invited to speak. Haven't been there in 40 years. I haven't been the greatest darling of the Messianic Jewish movement. They've invited me back to do serious word ministry, music, and stand up. I don't know which one God's going to anoint the most. I'm not sure. But I just pray, because it's really an open door, and it might be a door for future ministry. Thank you.
Amen. Just extend your hand. Pray for Neil as he goes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for Neil, our dear brother, one of the fathers of the faith, Lord. Lord, we pray for him as he goes and to New Covenant, and blesses our family over there, Lord, that you would minister to them, and then into Pennsylvania. And Lord, he goes all over the country, Lord. Bless him. Use him. Lord, bless him to bless other leaders, Lord, and to speak life into difficult situations, in Jesus' name. Bless his wonderful wife, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Father.
His children. Lord, we thank you for him, and we just pray your blessing, your favor upon him, your keeping power over him. Continue to give him revelation of your precious word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We give you honor and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, tell them about the Israel trip.
Okay. Just be seated for a second. I want to open up something to you for your prayerful invitation. For 45 years, I've been asked to take groups to Israel, and I've never done it. In 2020, I am taking a group on a tour to Israel. In February of 2020, we're now opening it up to Master Builders and other churches, because we have, I think, 6 more slots we can fill. So we don't have a lot. We have about 24 people at this point, and we can take 30. We want to keep it small so we can fit in one bus. But the man that we're working with, I'm going to be teaching through the whole tour. I'm going to be teaching at every site, doing our visits and learning what. And the focus is not about just going to Israel and getting the warm fuzzies, but it's about the Word of God. We want to update people's understanding of Scripture. So the flight leaves. If you're interested, let me give you a website. Jot it down as I speak. TLC Holy Land Tours. T, the letter T, the letter L, the letter C, Holy Land Tours, no spaces, .com. And scroll down, you'll see Trinity Community Church. The prices that are up there are from Knoxville, so that anybody from the Tidewater area, if you wanted to go, would have to meet us in Newark, New Jersey, which is not a big deal. You can get there from Newport News or Norfolk, and we're going to fly out of Newark. And all the prices are up there. And if anybody is interested, I can give you my assistant, Robin Leeser. She works with me in Knoxville. She's doing all the details. I can give you her phone number, and you can call her and say I was here and you're interested more. But the website is pretty informative. It's a 10-day tour, as most tours are. It's in the $4,000 range, which is a typical 10-day trip to Israel, and then whatever it's going to cost for you to get to Newark. That covers everything. It covers your hotels. It covers your transportation. It covers 2 meals a day. And then not included, of course, is things you want to buy in the land. This will be my 4th trip to Israel. I took a tour in 2017, a small group. This is much more intensive. We'll spend every waking moment of the 10 days touring and in the land. There's not going to be a lot of rest. You have to be able to walk a lot. You can't go if you're in a walker or chair because there's too much moving around. So you got to be able to walk, and that's a prerequisite. So any questions? That's what we're doing, and I'm excited about it. And we're now, like I said, we're opening up to other churches that I'm relating to. So if you're interested, let me know, and I'll put you in touch with Robin, or you can go to the website, and there's a lot of information there. And you can call numbers on the website as well, and they'll answer you. But we're taking this tour with the primary focus of helping people enhance their love of and understanding of Scripture. It's going to be a fun tour, but that's our focus. We want people to understand, have a greater understanding of Scripture. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Take something of what was imparted to you here back to your church and be a blessing there. And we bless our visitors. We thank you for them. And Lord, as we link arms together, we pray a blessing on each church represented. I pray for the body of liberty here, Lord, and I thank you for them. Bless them as they go. Lord, we just look forward to all reuniting, Lord, when you come again.
Yes.
What a great day it's going to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Help us to occupy till you come, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.